Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next three hours with the Inside Outside guys right here on WJR AM 760. I'm by myself today. The Inside guy is finishing up a vacation with his family. He will be back tomorrow. So what I had to do is make sure that I had plenty of content to deliver for our listeners today, and we got a big show starting. Let's start off with what a lot of people are thinking right now, and that's tonight. What happens tonight at 2 a.m.? We fall back on daylight savings time. And there has been a lot of controversy when it comes to daylight saving times over the years. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I happen to be one of the ones that love it because tonight, to me, has always been like a holiday. I've always been in an industry where I have to go outside, work outside all the time, and winter's always been tough. And when you get that extra hour of daylight, boy, I can't say enough about it. Now, statistics say we're going to have a ton of less workers are not going to work as hard. There are going to be some fall off over the next couple of days. There's going to be more accidents, more people tired. I don't know how much I believe that. 1 hour, does it really make that big of a difference? According to people that put out those statistics, the efficiency of the American worker will fall off on Monday and Tuesday. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I like daylight savings time. Now, there was a bill. There are a couple of states out there, Arizona and I believe Hawaii, are two states that do not recognize daylight savings time. And there was a bill out there for the state of Michigan to get rid of daylight savings time. But I know it had to do with the other states around us had to approve it as well, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. I don't know if that passed. If anyone knows if that passed, is this our last daylight saving time day where we fall back? Let me know. Any other of your housing questions, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Once again, we are going to fall back tonight. The show today, we have a great show lined up for you. In just a little while, we're going to have Christian Deasy from Christian's Gutters. And Christian's going to be talking about the big melt. Boy, did we get a lot of water this week. My roof's just about melted now. Everyone else is out there should be just about melted now. But a lot of people are seeing water in their basements. They're seeing more moisture, higher humidity levels in their house. And you hear Chuck and I talk about systems on this show all the time. And the gutter system is part of the roofing system that takes care of your foundation system. And like we said, at 10:30, we're going to have Christian Deasy from Christian's Gutters on to talk about your gutter system. Because I tell you what, probably half of the houses out there need new gutters. So get ready for the big melt. That's going to be coming up at 10:30 with Christian Deasy. If you read the Detroit News Homestyle section, the Inside Outside guys put out every Friday, this week's article was about fire safety and home fire safety. And Chuck and I are so, so big on home fire safety. And one of the things that people neglect to do, especially when they have children, which should be when they should do it most, is to put out a home escape plan, to practice a home escape plan. If there is a fire in your house, where do they leave? What are the exits for the house? And also, where do they meet up? If you talk to any firefighter out there that's pulled up onto a burning house, they need to know one of the first questions they are going to ask is anyone still in the house? And if dad and mom are in the front of the house and a couple of kids are in the back of the house, they're not going to know that. So I know my children, whenever I talked to them when they were younger, they hated doing it. It's like, come on, dad, really? Yeah, guys, really. Because the first time it happens and the first time it works, you'll be thrilled. I've told the story many times years ago, how I had a fire at my house. And it wasn't even a house. It was the first place I ever lived, which was a mobile home. My wife and I, first place. I remember it dearly, except for the fire we had. And it is amazing how fast certain structures go up And a mobile home is one of those things. They go up unbelievably fast. So here's what we are going to do. We are going to have Mr. Kevin Selmayr, who is a state of Michigan fire marshal, coming on and talking to us. He's going to be coming on at 11:15, talking to us about keeping your home safe year-round. There are different things you need to understand, whether it be fall, winter, summer, or spring, when it comes to keeping your house safe. Another thing we're going to, and he's going, once again, Kevin Selmayr is going to be coming up at 11:15. And another thing I want to ask people, and I really want to get some opinions on this. There are certain communities out in the state of Michigan, other places, that before you sell your home, you have to get an inspection by the city. And for years, I've been against that. I just think it's one extra cost the city has to put on their residents. There are few cities that do it. But recently, we received an email from a listener, and the email goes something like this. We bought a house. We knew it was an older house, around 70 years old now. This was a jurisdiction where they did not have that requirement, where the city had to come and inspect it. The homeowner had a friend come take a look at it. They did a pre-walk around inspection. Then they brought the inspector out, the real estate inspector, to come and take a look at the property before the sale was completed to let the homeowners know if there's any issues with the property. There were minor issues on the contractor's report, nothing major. Well, people bought it, got C of O, and within the first year, they found out they had some major structural foundation issues. Where do they go? How do they get that fixed? You know, in the construction industry, if a contractor does something at your house, you've got 18 months to file a report with the state of Michigan to get some relief, some help, hopefully. After that, it's on you. We're going to talk about that coming up after break. We'll be taking your calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Also, remember, March is National Ladder Safety Month, and we'll be talking about that as well. In the meantime, performance remodeling, roofing, siding, windows, and more. One company, three bids, great product. You've heard performance remodeling for years on WJR and the Inside Outside Guys. They are one of our top team partners. So if you need roofing, siding, windows, and more, make sure you contact Performance Remodeling. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Make sure you check out our Facebook page. It is a very, very active Facebook page with a lot of our listeners, and we really try to get a good mix of our team partners' information when they put something out that we think you want to hear out there, or just some good information in general that helps homeowners. And we also like to make people laugh. We have a lot of funny memes that go out on the Inside Outside Guys. Chuck and I have always believed that it's just as important to entertain people as it is to help them and with knowledge. And we are big into that. So make sure you check out the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook and the Inside Outside Guys. com. And let me apologize for starting off. I want to make sure everyone understands that we are springing forward, right? Fall back, spring forward today. And that goes on tonight. I'd love to hear how you feel about daylight savings time. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. I have a question I need to ask for some help from the listeners out there. Last week, the Inside Outside Guys, I tried counting them a little while ago, but we got right around 100 emails last week. And that tells us that it's working. The Inside Outside Guys message is getting out there. You know, we get out on the Facebook page. From what I understand, whenever something's posted on Facebook, it also goes out on the other social media outlets like Instagram and Twitter and the other ones. I have no idea. Chuck has no idea. All we know is that happens. So the question we got from a listener this week was, they have an old oil furnace, and some of the houses in Detroit, some of the houses in Grosse Pointe, some of the older neighborhood still have oil tanks sitting in their basement. Now, this homeowner contacted us and asked us how she could get rid of this. You know, our first thought was Junk King. They come in and they'll take any junk out. But if it's an oil tank in a basement, that probably has to be somehow dismantled, cut apart. And you cannot cut an oil tank. Years ago, when I was a kid, I had some friends that actually tried to cut an oil tank. And you can imagine what happened. It blew up just from the fumes. And another issue that this homeowner is having is there's fuel still in that tank. So how does she get rid of that oil? So anyone that may have some ideas out there, we would love to hear from you. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. I want to remind everyone, next weekend, next Saturday, the Inside Outside Guys are going to be at Kearns Brothers for the annual Veterans Giveaway. And Chuck and I just love being a fly on the wall, just being such a small part of giving away. We've, between all of our team partners, we've probably done over a dozen over the last year or two. And the expression on people's face, because so many of these people, they just cannot afford a new roof. They can't. And when Kearns Brothers hears a story, they may send a salesperson out to the house. And when the homeowner gets the price, they just can't afford a price. So a lot of times those salesmen will take that homeowner and they'll put them in the raffle, per se, to get them a free roof. And once again, this is something Kearns does free of charge. And I know they always like to try to aim these towards veterans. I've met a couple of these phenomenal veterans over the years. And just a little bit of giving back, and we greatly, greatly appreciate that. Want to remind people also, the first and second, not far from now, the Inside Outside Guys are going to be at the Novi Home and Garden Show, April 1st and 2nd. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. Of course, we have our Contractors Pavilion. And it's a great, spring is great. Spring is when they bring all the landscapers out. And it is absolutely amazing to me, the money, especially these landscapers, put into this show. I mean, they do displays that could go in anybody's backyard and be a high-end hardscape display. They do that in the Suburban Collection Showplace. They do it during the week before the show, and then on Monday, they pack it all up and head home. That is going to be a great show, especially if you're looking for anything outside, any landscapers, any new hardscapes. You want to make sure you attend that show. And in just a little while, we'll be giving out some tickets for that show as well. Another question we got this week is, how do you file a complaint against a contractor? I mentioned that earlier about the homes that need a permit or need an inspection before it's sold. And that's just one of the subjects we want to talk about. We also got an email this week on how do you file a complaint against a contractor. And I want to go over this for a second because it's very important that Chuck and I believe so many of these legal issues that come up can be stopped, never happen, with good communication. And Chuck and I get emails all the time from homeowners that have either had a job finished, they're in the middle of the job, they've started a job. Let's say they just started a job, a contractor just started a job, or you signed up with a contractor and you're getting some bad feelings. And one of the most important things you can do as a homeowner is keep everything in writing. As soon as you have that feeling that something's not right, just say to the person, your main contact at that company, look, I'm going to feel better if we keep everything in writing. We can talk on the phone, but I'm going to follow those up with texts explaining what we talked about. Because in the state of Michigan, I mentioned before we went to the break, you have 18 months to file a complaint against a contractor. What happens if you go to the state of Michigan LARA website, licensing and regulation, and you file a complaint against a contractor? And what it does is it goes to the Maintenance and Alterations Contractor Board, which I was a member of for quite a few years. And if you cannot get that dispute solved within a reasonable amount of time. There will literally be an arbitrator appointed for you by the Attorney General's office. And I did quite a bit of this when I was on the board. And their job is to take a look at all the evidence. They're going to take a look at what you wrote as a homeowner, what the homeowner wrote to complain. And they're also going to take a look at the contractor's response. And one case in particular I had years ago where a customer was complaining up north for a company that did an addition on their home. And what was strange is when the paperwork came to me, I knew the company. And one of the first things it said on the paperwork that this company was unlicensed. And I didn't know them personally. I knew of the company. It was a larger company up north. And my first thought was there's no way a company like that could not be licensed. And I was right. Once we got to the hearing, it was very quick. Oh, no, he's licensed, which is huge. That's huge. If he's not licensed, that totally changes anything that may come out of that. So make sure you hire a licensed contractor like the one we're about to have coming up next, Christian Deasy from Christian's Gutters. We're going to talk about the big melt. We had a big snow last week. We had a big snow this week, and we're going to have a big melt. And if you have that big melt and you notice some issues in your foundation, you notice some moisture down at the corner, maybe your sump pump's going up more than it should. We found Foundation Solutions 360 by the owner, Joe Marth, going out to a homeowner and telling them they did not need his services when two to three other companies tried to charge this homeowner thousands of dollars. That's integrity. That's trust. And we trust Foundation Solutions 360. With over 85 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys need to be your one-stop shop for any and all of your housing needs. Whether you're building a new house or you just need some advice, make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7 for any advice. Hey, it's time to win some tickets. Be caller 9 at 1-800-859-0WJR to win a four-pack tickets to the Novi Home and Garden Show March 31st through April 2nd at the Suburban Collection Showplace. For a bonus chance to win, text keyword garden again to 800-859-0957 to win some tickets to the Novi Home and Garden Show with Chuck, and I will see you there April 1st and April 2nd. We are greatly looking forward to that. Also, want to make sure we get this out there. Calling all contractors. If you are a housing professional, whether you are a contractor, whether you are a realtor, whether you are a mortgage person, clean houses, no matter what it is, if you do anything with housing, we want to see you on the 22nd of this month, at MacFarlane Painting at 4:30 to 6:30. The Inside Outside Guys are going to have a networking event there, and we're looking forward to meeting more contractors around the state of Michigan. Our job, Chuck and my job, is to make sure we give you honest housing advice and find you the best housing professionals to work on your house whenever you need them. And speaking of housing professionals, boy, did we get some snow and we got some wet weather. And you hear Chuck and I talk about systems all the time. And we mentioned the roofing system. And the roofing system, part of that roofing system are the gutters. The gutters are one of the most important things that protects your house. And the trick is with the gutters is putting properly functioning gutters that look good. That when someone drives your house, they don't look and go, oh, look at those gutters. Those are ugly. Well, right now in the line with us, we have the man that can give you the beautiful gutters that you're looking for, because I'm going to guess that 50% of the houses out there need gutters because people tend to ignore them. With us on the line right now, we have Mr. Christian Deasy from Christian's Gutters. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Good morning, guys.
How's it been? I'm guessing that winter's a little bit slower for you, and do you pick up when we get days like today? Because today is going to be a big melt. You're not going to see the rain falling out of the sky, but it's going to be going into the gutters just as much as the snow melts. Do you tend to pick up after these big events?
Yeah, I mean, slowest month of the year, definitely January and February, but we always still got stuff to do and keep busy getting ready to for the busy seasons. And this was a weird one, though. We had a lot of ups and downs with the weather, so we never really died as much as usual because people were dealing with melting and dripping and leaking, and so there was a lot of people we could help this year more than usual. And beautiful today. Everyone's probably feeling like spring, you know?
Yep, it is gorgeous out there. Absolutely beautiful. Very few clouds, and we need this from all the great weather we've been having. Do me a favor, Christian. Take a minute and tell people about Christian's Gutters, how you guys came about. What is your, you know, what is your mission? Of what's the mission of Christian Gutters?
Sure, great question. In 2013, I started the company. I just loved doing gutters, and I thought I could, you know, help more people if I started my own thing. And over time, we've found a whole bunch of like-minded, fun, talented people on the team that, you know, that help us do, you know, a lot of people have bad experiences with gutters. You know, they're dirty, they're cleaning, they're clogged. It's not the funnest thing, but we try to make it fun because we want to make them work for you, but we always want to make them look good too. And there's a lot of cool ways to do that. That it's not just a dirty trough for the water on your house. It can really be a feature if you think it through right, you know. So,
how many colors are there of gutters? As many as we can think of.
That's a great question. So there used to be, before the pandemic, it was 30 or 40 plus. Suppliers tightened the belt a little bit on the color selection, but also, you know, we are strong believers in bigger gutters being better. So we upgrade a lot of people to 6-inch gutters. And when you go up to the larger sizes where you need the 15-inch or the 18-inch coil, even for 7-inch, the color selection does go down, but they're really good colors. They're neutral. You can find a way to really make them flash on almost any house. I really like darker colors because they stay looking cleaner a lot longer than like a white or any lighter color. So, you know, you'll find a good color for you. Don't worry about that. Even if there's only like 10 or 12 choices for 6-inch,
right?
For instance,
how popular have black gutters became?
Very, very popular. And we love black gutters. Part of the popularity of black gutters, though, is that I think most homeowners don't know about dark bronze, so they think black's their only choice. So we love black, but we also, I love personally dark bronze, which is like very dark. It's close to black, but it's not so stark and aggressive. If you don't really have that white and black contrast going, like the dark bronze will give you that effect and tends to blend in with your exterior light fixtures or your storm door or, you know, or your roof nicely. So black and dark bronze are huge.
Okay. Christian, you had mentioned 5-inch gutters to 6-inch gutters, and I'm not sure how many homes need that. We know a lot of homes with roof elevations they have, they just, you get a downpour, I mean, they almost need a 10-inch gutter, so much water coming off, shedding off those roofs. But a smaller house, maybe just has two elevations, maybe a 700-800-square-foot ranch. Would you still recommend going with the 6-inch gutters? And what's the upcharge for something like that, going from a 5-inch to a 6-inch?
Sure. So a bigger gutter never hurts. Even if you can get away with a 5-inch gutter, the bigger gutter might be a big aesthetic upgrade, like covering your whole fascia board and kind of swallowing up that roof line, kind of like a crown molding for the outside of your house. It really cleans up the aesthetic. And it's easier to clean. It's easier to get your hand in there. You're not scratching your hand on the edge of the shingle. So it's almost any house, unless you have like a storm door too close to the eave or some kind of weird architectural obstruction, I like to consider it for nearly every house. And then what was the other part of that question?
Price. What's the difference in price between the two, 5-inch or 6-inch?
A lot of times it's not too bad. Like, it's, okay, so we tend to upgrade everybody's downspouts from 2x3 to 3x4. Get a lot more flow, a lot less clogging. So then for the gutter to go from 5-inch to 6-inch, sometimes on like a little house like you mentioned, we don't might only be talking about a couple $100.
And that, as a home, I mean, a homeowner really doesn't know how much more protection that gives them, but it's definitely worth a couple of $100.
Oh, yeah. And then the other big kicker for the 6-inch to the 5-inch, if you ever want covers on those gutters, or if we're doing them with the gutters, which we love to do, 6-inch, that extra surface area is huge. If you have valleys, if you have a good-sized roof, any gutter cover is going to limit water acceptance. And a lot of times, if you put a cover on a 5-inch gutter, you're going to see a lot of water flowing over that gutter, and that's not what they're there for. And then another one, me and Devin went down to GutterCon in February, had a great time.
GutterCon?
Yeah, gutter. It's like a kind of like Comic-Con.
Like a Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Okay.
For gutter people. So we had a great time with our gutter friends from around the country and the world, and Alurex from Canada was down there, and these guys are super cool. They dominate the gutter cover market in Canada, but they've been haven't really broken in down here. And it's they have two really cool continuous hanger cover systems. So the gutter cover doubles as the hanger. So if we're replacing your whole system and you want covers, it's a really cool lifetime warranty combination system, like the strongest thing you could do with the Alurex, like the T-Rex or Double Pro are their main continuous hanger covers.
That, you know, so many people are out there kind of confused right now, not knowing what that is. But for me, that sounds fantastic. I love the idea of the Gutter Con. I'm going to give you a new nickname, the Gutter Geek. Is that fair?
Yeah.
When you go to Comic-Con, everyone's known as a geek there, but I had no idea. And this is basically just a trade event that goes on. Where was it this year?
In Orlando at the Gaylord Palms Resort. We had a boat at the end, and I think the next one will probably be in Tennessee, like Nashville area, if they go by the vote. So
yeah, well, usually the warmer weather, the better when you head to those kind of things, because, of course, it's a write-off, and why not take a little vacation while you're down there. Before we go to break, because I've got just a ton of questions I want to ask you, real quick, when we get back, let's do this. When we get back from break, I see a lot of those small houses I talked about that have gutter covers but not a tree in the area, or they have trees all over the place that need gutter covers. Let's talk about who needs those, who doesn't need those, and also copper gutters, are they still popular? Christian, we'll talk to you in just a minute when we get back from break. In the meantime, if you're looking at helping your parent or a loved one stay in their home, Atlas Home Improvement helps you with aging in place. They can help your mom stay in her home comfortably, whether that's putting a lift outside, a stair lift so she can go upstairs, mom or dad. If you need any help with staying in your home, you want to contact. As you age, I'm sorry, you want to contact Atlas Home Improvement. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We are here for you 24/7 for any and all of your housing needs. The guys are going to be about town quite a bit in the next couple of months, so make sure you check us out. On the line with us right now, we have Mr. Christian Deasy from Christian's Gutters. And before we went to break, Christian and I were talking about gutter covers. And Christian, I said to you, one thing I've seen a lot in the past is gutter covers that don't belong there. And then you have gutter covers that should be there. Can you talk to that? I mean, if you go to a house, no matter what the size, and they've got no trees anywhere around them, is there a need for those gutter covers?
If it's windy and the trees are close enough to blow the leaves and hit the roof, then they're going to end up in the gutters. So even if there's no trees right around the house, if there's tall ones in the vicinity, you're still going to have to clean them or have some covers to keep the clogs away. And then
if homeowners have been there for a while, they know their gutter system for the most part. They know whether they're going to get leaves in those gutters over time or not. Correct?
Yeah, if they're maintaining them and paying attention, some people neglect them. But you know, we would love to help anyone out if they're wondering. We can check them
so
out.
So it sounds like you believe most houses do need gutter protection.
No. Most houses need a plan. You need to think and care about your gutters because they're gonna care about your house and protect it. So like, you can clean them regularly. You know, most houses at least twice a year, spring and fall. And if you have a lot of tree coverage or there's some storms, another time or two in the summer wouldn't hurt. You want to make sure they're clean before winter hits and everything freezes over. If we ever have a normal winter again where it doesn't just keep thawing out, so you can keep, because we've been cleaning gutters this winter, which usually we kind of have to shut down repairs and gutter cleanings, you know, for January and February because everything stays frozen. But this year, you know, our lake didn't even freeze. So, everybody just needs either a cover or a maintenance plan. Even if you have covers, you still want to maintain those and, you know, periodically clean them off. But when you do that, or when your gutter partner like us does that, it's a lot quicker, easier, cheaper, because you're just blowing or brushing off the top. You're not cleaning out a whole full gutter the whole way around the house. So, you know, and your downspouts aren't clogging. So even when there's stuff sitting on those covers, you're still getting most of the water in the gutter and down the downspouts and out your underground drains away from the house or your extensions away. You know, you got to be getting the water away from your foundation.
Now, I know Christian's Gutters, you will go a long way to install new gutters. Probably not as long to clean gutters, but I want people to understand that what you're saying about the wintertime. If you leave that debris in your gutters over the wintertime and it freezes, it's only going to get heavier. It's only going to pull that gutter away from the
and it will contribute to ice damming. You know, it's not the only reason for ice damming. We can also do blown insulation or do softened fascia and address your ventilation to your attic, because the real root of ice damming issues, which you definitely see those when there's a lot of freeze and thaw, you have heat loss because your insulation's insufficient. Everything melts at the top of your roof. And then when it hits the eaves, and if you have an overhang, then you don't have that heat loss, so everything refreezes. But if you already have a clog in the gutter, and a gutter full of ice freezing up to there, it just makes things that much worse. So
what are the couple things... Okay, what are the couple things you see the most with people do wrong with their gutters? Is it just not paying attention to them, out of sight, out of mind, not cleaning them, downspouts getting plugged, or not enough downspouts?
Neglect's a big thing. I don't agree with not enough downspouts, because I want to put them in the right places on the corners of the house, so, you know, like to make it easy to get things away. I don't want to put downspouts all over your house. And I want some like symmetrical balance on the aesthetic of those downspouts. So I want the gutter system to be a sufficient size and the downspouts to be a sufficient size, so we can put those downspouts in smart, attractive places. You know, so big thing is that most houses, the original gutters or the 10 or 20 year old gutters are going to be 5-inch, and the precipitation of our region has like doubled over the last 10 years for whatever reason. And it's really made the 5-inch gutters mostly obsolete, in my opinion. I I liken them to a three-tab shingle or a single-pane window.
Sure.
It's the
sure.
old way, you know.
That makes perfect sense. Do us a favor, Christian. Give out your contact information, please.
So we are christiansgutters.com, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-A-N-S, gutters.com. And our phone number is 586-698-2337. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, like and follow us. We've got a lot of cool videos and pictures, and the team is getting good at making some cool content for us, which is exciting.
You do. Yeah, some very cool content. And with March being National Ladder Safety Month, let's talk about that for a second, because your crews are fully insured. I want to make sure people understand that they hire a crew or a company that gets on a ladder. It is so important that they are properly insured and obviously trained. Agree with that?
Correct. Definitely. And, you know, safety is number one, like both for our team, your home, and anybody walking in and out. So we want to, you know, we have trainings. We follow the OSHA rules, and, you know, the safety, it goes, there's all different ways we think about that, because like you mentioned, downspouts, if I can upgrade your system and eliminate an undesirable downspout on your sidewalk or your driveway, we might be saving you from a really, unfortunate slip and fall on that ice patch below that downspout. So it's really, in Michigan, it's nice to avoid the concrete with the downspout placements, and the bigger stuff really helps us do that. We can move it a lot farther to the best place.
Gotcha. Real quick, our copper, is copper still popular or more for the nicer homes, the McMansions out there?
Copper is awesome. It's the superior metal. It's, you know, it's beautiful. It patinas if you let it, and it's really nice. Dark bronze is an affordable way to mimic that old copper patina, which is cool.
Okay.
Any house, it's just like a bigger gutter. Copper is not going to hurt any house. It'll look good on almost any house. We also have copper tone, which is aluminum that looks like new copper. Cool.
I like the idea of the dark bronze. Christian Deasy from Christian's Gutters, you gave a lot of great information out there. Anyone that wants to get old Christian that didn't get his information, you can find him at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Christian, it's going to be a good year. It's obviously starting out as a good year. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Take care. Hey, CNC Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the Inside Outside Guys heating and cooling team partners, and you can get on their service club so you can be the first one out they'll be the first one out with any maintenance or warranty issues. You'll get priority service. If you need any heating and cooling work, air conditioning, you name it, talk to our good friends at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Looking to get any work done, anything on your house this year, you want to make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Let me just take another quick second to thank Christian Deasy from Christian Gutters. Gave a lot of great information. I want to make sure people understand. Most people out there haven't paid any attention to their gutter system since they've bought their house. Go out, stand back, take a look at your gutter system. Make sure it's going the right direction. Make sure the downspouts are working properly. If you think you need some help, make sure you call Christian's Gutters at 586-698-2337. Great call. While we were on break, we had Jana send us a message through Facebook Messenger. And she says she's looking at a house to buy, but it's on a slab in Michigan, and there's a crack at one end of the house. Any advice? A crack on a slab on grade home. And let me make sure I explain what a slab on grade home. Basically, that's a house that has no basement, no crawl space. Usually in those situations, the heating system is underneath. It comes up from that. Matter of fact, I'm at a studio right now that's on a slab on grade. And if they did it right when they poured that slab years ago, they put steel in that, whether that's a rod or a mesh, and a crack wouldn't bother me. A wide opening would bother me. I would have a inspector, probably someone like Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections, come take a look at that crack. I would look at it where it's at in the house, and then I would go on each side of where that crack may be and dig down and see what it looks like on the outside of the house. So that would be our advice for you, Janet, if you're taking a look at that house. We like slab on grade homes. Nothing wrong with them whatsoever. Cracks usually are not a big deal. And when we say they're not a big deal, we mean most cracks are not a big deal, whether they're on the basement floor, slab on grade, or even a basement wall. You know, basement wall cracks are a given in the construction industry. When you do a basement or you pour a basement, usually something's going to flex and you're going to see a crack in that wall. And even if it's a newer wall, if everything was done properly on the outside when they installed the wall, then you shouldn't have an issue. However, usually over time, those cracks do start to leak. And if that happens, give us a call. We'll contact you to someone that can help you out with that. Phone calls, any questions, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. One of the questions I put out there is, how would you feel in your city that if they told you before you sold your house, you have to get it inspected by a city inspector? Would that make you upset? And in the past, Chuck and I have had some very, well, don't want to say heated, but some very strong conversations on this, because and I know Chuck is too, we're a less government guy. But when we get emails from homeowners that, you know, they buy their dream house, they saved up for years and they buy their dream house, they get it inspected by a home inspector, they take a look at it themselves, and then within a few months of going in there, they realize that they have tens of thousands of dollars of upgrades. That's got to be so disappointing. And at that point, who do they talk to? Who do they call? Because in the state of Michigan, there's really not a lot you can do except take them to court. Chuck and I will get this question quite a bit about, you know, how do we go after a contractor? State of Michigan, I explained earlier, you can go to the LARA website and you can put a complaint about them and it'll go to arbitration. But most times that's not going to make you whole. After 18 months, your warranty is done. So make sure. And that's not even that's actually with construction. That's not included a real estate sale. So our main advice to anybody buying a house, because if that happened to you, if you bought your dream house and then you figured you had to put tens of thousands of dollars back into that house that you didn't have, and you went through all the right steps that the inside outside guys and everybody else out there tells you to, which is do your own walk around before you buy the house. Take a look at every nook and cranny of that house and write down any concerns. Then you bring a home inspector in like Terry Russell. He does his inspection, and then you go back over your concerns. At that point, you can negotiate any of that. So that happens. You move in, then you find out you have a huge problem. In the state of Michigan, a home inspector is only liable for whatever he charged. So if a home inspector comes in and charges $500 and he misses something, that is a $50,000 mistake. He's not liable. And nor can he be. I understand everyone out there is going, you know, well, he should be liable. That's why I got him. They would go out of business. You would not be able to find any home inspectors out there if they're liable. Now, something that Terry Russell does, and you heard him last week, he has insurances that cover a lot of those. So if he takes a look at your appliances, and then within a certain amount of time, something goes wrong, there are insurances that can help you with that. There are also insurance he has for your roof, for your heating system, and all that kind of stuff. But as a homeowner, the best thing you can do is do walk-arounds or home buyer. Take notes. Keep every, and we mean every receipt, every bid that you have. Here's something we've seen many times. Someone will buy a new house. And of course, when people buy a new house, they want to get all new appliances. And one of the biggest appliances in your house is your furnace. And when you get a new furnace and the guy comes in to give you a new furnace and they tell you, look, you've got a, you know, 10-year warranty. You don't have anything to worry about. Those warranties go into effect when they get the paperwork back. And what's very important as a homeowner, that if you have a new furnace, a new hot water heater, any of that installed by a contractor, you want to see that they sent the warranty information back to the manufacturer. So if someone is installing you a crane furnace, it is on them most times to send the warranty into the manufacturer, into Crane, and they will send back that warranty. If that's not done, and a few years later you have an issue on your furnace, you might not be able to get any warranty, even though you were told that it comes with a warranty. Scary stuff. We want people to stick around. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Mr. Kevin Selmayr, who is the State of Michigan Fire Marshal, coming up, and he has some great information about staying safe in your home. In the meantime, during the break, go to the Detroit News, click on the home style section, and read the article the Inside Outside guys put out about fire safety. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from break with the State Fire Marshal. Hey, everybody. We have a great team partner right now that is at the Livonia Home Show at the Livonia Recreation Center. That show is going on from 10 to 3 today. And when you go down there, make sure you say hi to our friends at MacFarlane Painting. We're going to see them just a couple weeks at the networking event. But if you need professional painting done right, if you need handyman services, we want you to contact MacFarlane Painting. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. We want to see you at the Novi Home and Garden Show April 1st and 2nd right now. Be caller number 9 at 800-859-0WJR. To win a 4-pack of tickets to the Novi Home and Garden Show, which is March 31st through April 2nd at the Suburban Collection Showplace. For a bonus chance to win, text keyword garden to that same number, 800-859-0957. Chances are if you text that number, you're going to win some tickets, 800-859-0957. For the listeners out there that have been loyal listeners for many years, I've told a story quite a few times about when I was young and dumb. Now I might just be old and dumb. But my wife and I, our first place we ever bought, we were young, we were broke, and looking back on those days, they were some of the best days of our lives, except for this day. It was a day that we were in our mobile home. It was the first mobile home we'd ever bought in. And the tornado sirens went on, and we had three young children. I believe they were 2, 1, and 0 at the time. And we're in a mobile home park. We don't have time to get to the clubhouse. The clubhouse didn't have a basement anyway, so, you know, what can you do? We all get into the bathroom, get the kids in the bathtub, which is, if a tornado hit, it would have done zero good anyway, but you do what you got to do. And we lost power, and we lit a candle. And a little while later, the threat was over. And we put our girls to bed, and I stepped outside. My wife steps outside with me, and we're just talking. Literally, this is minutes after, you know, the okay was sounded. And my son comes to the door and says, "Daddy, look." And he is, like I said, 2 years old at the time. I look over, and the bathroom we were in the mobile home is billowing black smoke, just coming out. And, of course, this is kind of a funny story. My first instinct was to run in, grab each one of my daughters, and one of my daughters at the time, she would have been about 6 months old. And I'd never talked to my neighbor at the time. And I grabbed two girls, took them out, took my youngest baby to my neighbor's, opened their door, ran into his house, set the baby on the couch, and said, "Call 911, and went back outside. And of course, he's sitting there thinking, something's wrong with the baby, honey. It's a funny story that he told me. But long story short, that mobile home was engulfed in a matter of minutes. I mean, a matter of minutes. And we learned a lot of valuable lessons that day. And the reason I tell that story is because I don't want it to happen to everybody else. And the Inside Outside guys, Chuck wrote an article this weekend in Detroit News Homestyle section about the dangers of a house fire. And here's a statistic. When I read it the other day, I just thought was amazing. That over 1,000 fires a day start in this country. 1,000 home fires a day. And then I went to another stat and it said, a new home fire starts every 90 seconds. And I did the math, and the math is right. And here with us right now to talk about these home fires and help keep people safe is the state of Michigan Fire Marshal, Kevin Selmayr. Kevin, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Good morning. No problem. I'm sorry it took a little bit of long, but I wanted to explain that to people, and I got to guess that's a story you've heard a lot.
The story I've heard a lot, it's a story that I've seen firsthand, arriving as the first responder, right? So right. I've been doing this for about 38 years, and fire is fast, way faster today even than it was 20 years ago, and it has to do with the furnishings that are in the home.
How so? With the furnishing, mean the actual furniture that's in the home is more flammable nowadays?
Yeah, well, there's more plastics today. So, and if you want an example of that, turn your furniture over in your living room and look on the inside. It's a lot of press board. Press board is glue and wood chips, right? And then right. The amount of foam rubber and furniture, let's face it, it's way more comfortable than when we were kids. But with comfort comes the, introduction of, and there's also a lot of plastic in there. And when this stuff burns, it gives off a very thick black smoke, and the fire develops really fast. And that's based off the science being done by UL, National Fire Protection Association, and some other groups that are doing the scientific side of stuff. Fire just grows faster than it ever has. And that's where we need to, you talk about your son coming and saying, hey, we've got a problem. You've got to get out, you got to stay out, and you got to do it quickly.
And you have to practice that. Can you tell people how important that is to practice a fire evacuation plan?
Yeah, everybody should have an escape plan. You should sit down, whether you're sitting down at the dinner table or you're having coffee in the morning and whether you've got kids or whether you're middle-aged or your kids are growing and gone to college or you're aging in place. And that's what a lot of folks are doing today. They're staying in their homes. As they get up into their 60s, 70s, and 80s. But even they should be having a conversation. If a fire occurs, we're going to do this. And do this is escape. Please do not fight the fire. Grab your cell phone, head outside, go to your neighbors, call 911 from outside, and get out as fast as you can.
I love that advice. Please do not try to fight the fire, because actually that's what I did for literally 3 seconds till I realized it was like...
Yeah.
Like peeing in the ocean, did no good whatsoever. Leave it for the professionals. Get out. And is it safe to say, I know how much everybody loves their animals. Do not go back in. No matter what. Animals, kids, nothing. That's your job to go back in, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, you did a good thing that day. You grabbed your daughters and you got out. And the same thing with opening doors. The pets, they leave. They want to leave. Get to the outside of the home. And that'll buy you time to escape and for the fire department to get there.
We're talking to Kevin Selmayr, the fire marshal for the state of Michigan. Kevin, stick around for another segment for us.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right, we're going to help continue. We want people to take a look at the Detroit News Homestyle section and the article about fire safety. We're going to come back with Kevin Selmayr, state fire marshal, in just 1 second. And listen, normally Chuck and I believe the wives are always right, except for this situation here, feeding birds. Wives love to feed the birds. Don't do it towards the house. You are only inviting mice. And when you're inviting mice, you also get all sorts of critters. And if you see those critters in your house, whether they're stink bugs, whether they're mice, mosquito season's coming up. That means you need to call ROVE, R-O-V-E, Pest Control. Take a look at your watch. Every minute and a half that goes by, a fire starts somewhere in the United States. On average, 7 people die in a fire every day, including 500 children a year. Home fires account for more than 90% of civilian fire deaths and more than 26,000 of them a year. And they also cost, we're talking home fires, $12 billion in damages a year. Don't, when it comes to lives, we don't care about what kind of damage it caused. We want to save lives. And with us to help us do that right now is State Fire Marshal Kevin Selmayr. You've heard Kevin quite a few times on Joe Gannon's show in the morning, and he's graciously agreed to come on with us today and help us help you. Still there with us, Kevin?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for having me back.
Kevin, no problem, buddy. How are things going so far in the state of Michigan this year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, you bring that up. You talk about a fire every 90 seconds, and so far we've had 30 fatal fires in the state of Michigan since January 1st, and 31 Michigan residents have lost their lives to fires. So, you know, we need to get out and talk more like you're doing today, and, you know, get people to be looking at escape plans. But what's even is mind-boggling is that, so of those 30 fatal fires we've had this year, about 75% of those homes didn't have a working smoke alarm.
That is sad. That is such a sad statistic.
So let me share this, though. You notice I said they didn't have a working smoke alarm. I didn't say they didn't have a smoke alarm. They didn't have a working smoke alarm.
I know where you're going to go.
Yep. And so, you know, that's one of the things we're going to do tonight, right? We're going to change our clocks, right? So we tell folks, change your clocks, change your battery. I got even a better idea. That's the short-term fix. Check your battery, push the button today, make sure you have a working smoke alarm. But you need to change those 9-volt smoke alarms over to 10-year sealed smoke alarms where the batteries can't come out and you don't have to replace them every year. You're good for 10 years. And that's part of what we're doing with a program known as MI Prevention across the state. We've got over 600 fire departments participating statewide, and we are working hard to get these 10-year sealed smoke alarms up to protect families across the state of Michigan.
MI Prevention, is there a website? Is it miprevention.com?
Yeah, it's MI for Michigan, right? So MI, the word prevention.org. If you go to miprevention.org, there are tip sheets. There is a sheet on there that you could even practice your escape plan, write it all out. You could draw it out. We want folks to also know that sometimes the best exit is going to be going out a window. And we see as we're getting these fatal fire reports back, and our fire investigators are doing such a great job across the state of they're getting us this information real time so that we can see the trends. So the data that I'm sharing with you, this is current data, 31 deaths and 30 fires. 61% of our victims so far this year are males. 23% of the 31 deaths in the state, the person is reported as disabled. 10% of those folks were on oxygen at the time of the fire, and 56% of those 31 deaths in the state involved folks over the age of 40. So we're even dialing it down even further to what groups. Now, we want to get smoke alarms up for everyone, but we need to focus on certain areas. We need to focus on taking care of our parents. We need to focus on taking care of our elderly neighbors. When I say taking care of them, that's making sure they have a working smoke alarm.
That is phenomenal, phenomenal advice. When he says smoking, a working smoke alarm, we've all done this, Kevin. I've been guilty of it before. You know, it beeps, it beeps, it beeps, and you don't have a battery with you. So you just take it apart and you put it in some drawer where you don't hear it beep. But at that point, what if a fire happens? What if you're a father and a fire happens and something happens to one of your babies, you'll never forgive yourself. Just never forgive yourself. And Kevin, I don't think a lot of people understand that a lot of the local jurisdictions will give out free fire detectors or free smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors to seniors. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. And you know, it isn't just seniors. It's a matter of if you're listening today and I know you have a very large reach across our state and even down into a few other states. Reach out to your fire department. See what they're doing. See what they can help you with. And, you know, I get it. Some folks, you know, it's kind of a pride thing. They go, well, I don't want free. You know, if you go and get your own smoke alarms from, let's say, Menards, Home Depot, Lowe's, the local hardware store, right, shop local, get a hold of your fire department. They'd come over and help you put those up. So, you know, that's part of the thing here is there's some great products out there by Nest. A lot of folks are using the Nest thermostat. There's actually a Nest smoke alarm that actually runs a test every month, and it sends you a message to your cell phone. It also would let you know when you're away from home that the smoke alarm is going off at your house. So the technology is advancing. We just need to get folks covered so they escape fires. That's what our biggest thing is. If we can get people to escape these fires, we can put the fires out. We can replace these structures. We can't replace people.
Yeah, that's a great point. What are some of the leading causes of fires in the state of Michigan, Kevin?
So, you know, your article, fantastic article, and thank you for putting that out there. That's that awareness level, right? You know, cooking fires are the number one fires across the country. They're the number one fires in Michigan. Let's switch to fatal fires, though, okay? Cooking is actually very far down on our list on fatal fires. Most of our fatal fires are started by smoking. So if you're a smoker or you have a family member that smokes, they need to have a working smoke alarm. A lot of these folks also, the fire will start small. It'll start in furniture around them and a chair. We've had front porches catching on fires. Folks are throwing the butts in a can. The wind blows. The cigarette butt falls down between the cracks in the porch, those type of things. But it's that, it's that early warning that you have a fire that will buy you that time to escape.
Now, you had mentioned earlier, don't try to fight a fire. If it's a grease fire or a fire in the kitchen that is small, of course, people need to know how to extinguish that fire because they can, if we all know, they can make it worse. Tell people what they can do if that happens. What's the proper equipment they should have in their home to make sure that if they have to put out a fire quickly, they can do that?
They talk about, you can use baking soda, you can put a lid on the pan and such, but, I've seen folks in the time that they're trying to get the baking soda and the time they're trying to get the lid, and then they try to put the lid on, and they knock the pan over, and it makes the fire bigger.
I'm
sharing that. The best advice I can give is turn the burner off. So usually you can reach that front thing. Turn the burner off so there's no more heat. Grab your phone, exit, call the fire department. That's the best advice I can give on a cooking fire. If you can turn the burner off, you can so the heat doesn't go into the pan. But get out. And I'll share this. And I was I bet it was a month ago. I was on with Joe Gannon, and I get access to 911 tapes. And I listened to a fire that happened over on up in the Thumb back mid-year last year, and it starts out as a cooking fire, and the gentleman calls 911 talking to the dispatcher. And the fire, of course, continues to grow, and they're asking questions and such. We've got to work towards get out of the house. Because the sad thing about this story is in the time that they were getting the dispatch information and the time that this gentleman was trying to put the fire out, and we know that because he was saying he was trying to do it, he died in that fire, a cooking fire. And, that's the part of, I'm listening to the tape and I'm sharing this, and our friends that are involved with the fire department and MI prevention, we listen to this stuff because we learn things, right, for educational message. And we're all saying, get out, just get out. And the fact of the matter is he doesn't get out because he tries to fight the fire. I'm sharing with you the best advice I can give to you and your family for your family members so you can have them around for Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day, right? All the holidays, right? Is talk to them about having a working smoke alarm so they get alerted to the fire and they escape. And if you do those two things, we can lower fire fatalities across the state of Michigan.
When that fire happened to me, I thought it was the end of the world. And to be honest with you, it was barely a hiccup in my life. And I think that's great advice, because get the kids out, get everybody out, and then let the professionals deal with the fire. And real quick, we mentioned it at the beginning of this conversation. Have a place where everybody meets, whether that's a tree, whether it's inside the pole barn, whatever it is. So when you pull up, the people are out of the house. Is that some of the best advice we can give, Kevin?
That is great advice. And, the other part is that, give an example. You hear a smoke alarm going off in another part of your home, and let's say you're in your bedroom. You going towards the fire isn't a good thing. And I know everybody wants to go out their front or back door, but we actually track that. We have the investigators. Was the person trying to escape? And most of these fires we hear, yes. And they get within about 5 to 10 feet of the door. But that thick black smoke that's being produced today is also displacing the oxygen, and people are flat out just passing out. a closed door between the fire and you going to a bedroom window and going out a window, that's probably the best advice I can give you is close that door, put that between you and the fire. If you're on a second floor and you can't get down, even going to that window with your phone, calling 911 from there, make sure that door is closed so that that smoke and heat can't come into that room, okay? But getting in a window so the firefighters can get you down. And we've been teaching our firefighters this. We've been out really talking to them about, hey, if we're going to tell folks to escape out windows, you all got to get good at throwing ladders. So it's a two-prong approach to the firefighters are working on their training, but also we're working on the training with the folks who live in homes of what they're going to do when a fire happens.
That is awesome advice. One last thing, and I know you're going to agree with me. Don't store anything in the home. It's hard enough to fight a fire for a fireman. If you're storing chemicals, ammunition, stuff like that, you don't want to see that stuff stored in the house if possible, correct?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it is, you know, especially propane cylinders, gas cans, those type of things, they never belong in a home and or on the front porch or on the back porch or in the basement, stairwells. Get that stuff outside, please. You can decrease your chance of having a fire.
Kevin Salmeyer, State Fire Marshal for the state of Michigan. Sir, you have been a wealth of information. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, sir.
Hey, thanks. And, you know, reach out to me again. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of work to do. And I applaud you writing that article in the Detroit News. And let's work together to lower fires across the state of Michigan. Thanks for your help today.
Amen, sir. Thank you very much for coming on. Hey, this next segment of the Inside Outside, guys, is also brought by a company you can find anywhere in the state of Michigan. If you need foundation work, you need some basement help, you want to contact Foundation Systems of Michigan. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. We have one segment left. We're going to take some phone calls. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. I want to take another quick second and say thank you to the State Fire Marshal, Kevin Salmeyer. He gave some fantastic advice. And if you're listening to this advice, make sure you take it. And if you want to check out more of the information that he gave, the website was michiganprevention.org. So far, we've had 31 deaths. We just started March. We've had 31 deaths in the state of Michigan. And I can almost guarantee every one of those has been preventable. You heard me say earlier that March is Ladder Safety Awareness Month. And one of the things I wish people would do when they are working with ladders are the guys that drive down the road with the ladders. Because I do a lot of driving. The two most things, well, the three most things I see on the highway are ladders, buckets, and wheelbarrows. Make sure when you take those things that you secure them down. They can cause such terrible accidents that if you look at ladder safety, you're not going to see that advice anywhere. But if you're going to be hauling a ladder, I can't tell you how many times I've seen ladders in the middle of the expressway. We have all seen it. Please, please, please be careful. Let's go to the phones. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Lena in Brighton. Good morning, Lena. You're on with the guys.
Hi there. I just had a quick question. We have a 17-year-old hot water tank and it's leaking, and I just kind of wanted to get the ins and the outs of what we should be looking for with a new tank.
Oh, great question. Great question. 17 years old, you definitely got your money's worth. We get a question every week from listeners asking what the best is, best water heater, best furnace. We had one this week, the best shingles out there. And especially when it comes to a lot of the appliances nowadays, a lot of them are made on the exact same assembly line. Then at the end of the day, or you know, whatever day it is, they slap this person's or this company's name on it. So it's hard for us, and we can't keep up with all these, to say which one is the best out there. But what we believe are the best things that a homeowner should look for are the installing contractor and the warranty. And what area are you in, ma'am?
We're in Brighton.
In Brighton, you got Schutz Heating and Cooling out there. That's a great company. You got Sharon's Heating and Cooling out there, which is a great company. Either one of those we would recommend. Okay. But at 17 years old, it's definitely time to replace that. When it comes to maintenance on a hot water heater, homeowners should drain those every, I would say, 3 to 6 months. But if they don't do that on a regular basis when they first buy it, don't do it at all. If you do that, you will help your water heater last longer. No two ways about it.
Right.
So as far as a certain brand, no, the bigger the better, we think. And the warranty is the most important thing.
Okay. So then that brings me to this question. So we've looked into it, and my husband says, oh, we can get one from Home Depot, and it's got a 9-year or 12-year warranty, versus we have a contractor who's telling us, oh, I got one for 6 years. And But somebody had told us if something goes wrong with one from Home Depot, you have to disconnect it and bring it back in, and that's what the disadvantage is. Is that true?
I've never heard that, but there are so many advantages to having a licensed insured contractor install whatever it may be. The warranties are always going to be better, because here's what happens when you get a contractor do it. You not only get the equipment warranty, but you also get the warranty that contractor puts on it. And if he's honest and ethical, we've all been there. We've all tried taking on jobs, and we get into it and go, what did I get myself into? You don't have to worry about that when you hire a contractor.
Exactly. Okay. Does 6 years seem short? I mean, I'm looking at this going, I got 17 years out of this, but I understand that maybe things have changed and things are not made as well. But 6 years just doesn't seem that long to me.
Well, the average lifespan of a water heater nowadays is 11 years. So someone who can replace it after 10 or warranty to 10. I mean, what's the warranty include after 6 years? If it breaks down, are they going to replace it? Are they going to repair it? Is it going to be a number you guys figure out in your head? So we always say the best bet you can do is buy from a professional.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, let's talk to Sandy in Plymouth. Good morning, Sandy. You're on with the guys.
Hi, how are you?
We are fantastic, ma'am. How can we help you?
I have a question I want to ask, because I haven't ever done like an insurance claim before. So let me tell you what happened during the most recent storm. I had my neighbor's tree fell on my roof. I had a tree company come out, and everybody's been fantastic. They removed the tree. I called one of the roofing companies that you recommend because I wanted to see if there was any damage that needed to have a tarp put up right away. They came out and looked at it. They said there wasn't any damage to the roof, but there was damage to the gutters. So I have a couple things I'm thinking of doing, but I just wanted to see what you would suggest, like what order I should do things in.
Sandy, we only got a couple minutes left, so I need to ask you to make it quick, or we can send us an email, please.
I'm speaking of the insurance inspector is coming out. Let him do his thing. I wanted to ask, should I get a more thorough roof inspection, or should I go with a gutter company if it turns out just to be the gutters?
You know, it depends how much the cost is, if it's even worth putting on the insurance claim. If you called one of our team partners out there to take a look at that roof, I would trust whatever they say.
Okay, so they don't have to do the real thorough inspection. Okay.
No, but your insurance company will also send someone out there to take a look at it as well if you decide to make an insurance claim. So, Sandy, thank you so much for calling. If you want more answers, please send us an email. I will make sure to get back to you with that question today. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you so much, everyone who came in today or called today. Chuck and I are headed over to Barrier Free Plus through the magic of radio. If you have a parent, a loved one that has an injury, or you have a parent that wants to stay in their home, listen to the next bonus hour, the education hour from the Inside Outside Guys, featuring our good friends at Barrier Free Plus.